So, I heard you're about to be an intern for your first summer ever in DC. Or as I like to call them, Hillterns. Sure, there are lots of podcasts where you can listen to how to behave in your office or how to win over your boss or get a job in DC. But this podcast is different. Follow the members of 503 South at Crystal Plaza, myself, Jade Williams, my roommates, Taylor, Rachel, Dom, and Annabelle, along for the crazy ride of our time in DC and how we can help you be the best Hillturn when you're off the clock.
Advice number three is when interning for the summer in DC, 4th of July is the holiday of Washington, DC and should be celebrated as such. Like however you celebrate Christmas or Hanukkah or Easter at home, that is the amount of effort that should be put into how you celebrate 4th of July in DC. And me and my roommates of 503S decided to do this by going to a parade, making hot dogs, sitting by a pool, meeting a kind of weird judo dad, and of course, going to see fireworks. Although, some of us chose a better way to do that than others, and we're going to tell y'all exactly how to see fireworks.
Okay, so 4th of July, I feel like, looking through my camera roll now, I feel like this was probably our prime because we had just gotten back from New York and Rachel's birthday was the next day. I got into an elevator and there was this dad and his two kids and he had a shirt on that said Austin. And I was like, oh, Austin, no way. We're from Texas. And he was like, oh my gosh. And so we just get to chatting and we're like, oh, what do you do? And he's like, oh, I own a judo studio. And I'm like, okay, sure. That makes sense. And his kids were super cute. And I guess they just, like, were up here for, like, some kind of, I guess just celebrating 4th of July, and they didn't have any plans. And so I was like, hey, well, we're, you know, grilling hot dogs and maybe having a cake and some watermelon. You're more than welcome to come.
This will be explained more later, but I just feel the need to quickly interrupt and let y'all know, like, what happened behind the scenes. So after Annabelle invites this judo dad, who clearly didn't know what an empty invitation was, she comes up and she's all excited because Annabelle is just a bundle of joy to me and Rachel who were prepping all the food and says, oh my gosh, so like this dad might come and I didn't think he was actually going to come, but now I think he is. And we were poor interns. Like we had like 1 8-pack of hot dog. Like it was going to be a you get maybe one hot dog thing. So we were like low-key freaking out about the amount of food we had. And then we were definitely like, Annabelle, we love you. We're not walking back to 7-Eleven. You have to go get the hot dogs, which she very graciously did. And it was a very, very fantastic 4th of July lunch. And yes, the judo dad did come and it was only a little bit awkward.
And so he took us up on the opportunity. And so he came and hung out with us by the pool later that day. And it was really fun. We grilled hot dogs. We got a little cookie cake that says, welcome to DC. Watermelon. It was awesome. Yeah, we just had a good old American time. We watched the fireworks at National Mall and it was great.
Like everyone should experience being in DC for the 4th of July, like at some point in their life, because it was crazy. It was an experience. I'm not going to say whether it was like a good or bad experience, but it happened.
After the parade, we went back and Rachel cooked for us. She was our provider and the meal was great. Then we all broke up and we thought we went to a great rooftop bar to watch the fireworks, but it turns out the fireworks are actually in the direction where like the wall of the roof of this tall building was, so we couldn't see them at all. So we went to the National Mall. It was very, very, very crowded and there were a bunch of small children around us and probably not the smartest move. The fireworks were actually great. I have good pictures. It was not a bad spot to be, except for when we wanted to go home and it took like a million years. And sometimes the metro is crowded, but if you can imagine like being way closer to random strangers than you could ever possibly want to be, that's how the metro stations were. And that was once you got into it, there was lines.
Okay, this is Dom.
My experience, we woke up that morning, we had a bunch of stuff planned out because this was also the first time that any of my roommates had visited DC. So I was going to try to show them as much of the city as I could while they were there. And so we visited a bunch of museums that morning, stopped at some monuments, showed the infamous Pentagon City Mall, where they did some shopping, and is only one metro stop away from Crystal City if you were ever getting hungry in your Crystal City apartment. Shout out PPIP, ANRP interns listening. That night, we got in an Uber, and we headed straight to the mall. Or I think, actually, we headed to the metro that was nearest by, and President Biden had made all metro freeze that entire day free, so that was nice. And we headed to the National Mall. Once we got there, we soon realized that we probably should have gone at least 3 hours earlier to get a good spot, because it was probably the most amount of people I had seen packed into that size of space. It was a lot of people. And so we kind of just spent a little bit of time scoping the scene, finding gaps in the huddles of people that were sat down. And we ended up finding a nice little patch of grass in between a bunch of other families and groups of friends. And we stocked up on food truck food, and we probably spent about a good hour and a half before the sun went down and before the fireworks started. Watching them on the mall was pretty fun, besides the large amount of people. So yeah, and then after that, we knew that the metro was going to be crazy going home. So we decided to find a pub that was open, and we probably spent another 2 hours at that pub, just visiting, eating snacks.
I gotta be honest and say that a lot of this episode is me just trying to prove that myself and Rachel had the best 4th of July plans because of our friend Shelby that was not part of our program, but that we met, and everyone else did not listen to us, and we invited them to do our plans, and they chose to turn a blind eye and go to the mall and be very crowded, which what me and Rachel did will be discussed later. But what I really wanted to get across is this is the one piece of advice that I would absolutely use, is what Dom said about if you go to the National Mall or if you go watch fireworks, afterwards go to a pub, go somewhere that you can go get a soda or a drink and relax for a couple hours, because otherwise you will spend those exact same 2 hours waiting to get on the metro.
And then we went home, and it was really fun. I will say, I will echo what Taylor said, that everyone in their life probably has to experience the 4th of July in D.C. at least once, because it's a really unique experience, and it's pretty on brand for the city of D.C., so.
I've always wanted to experience the 4th of July in Washington, D.C., because my birthday is on the 5th of July. Having those fireworks be for me on the 5th. So the 4th of July has always been my favorite holiday, so it was just fitting to experience it in Washington, D.C., in our nation's capital. So we started out the day going to your classic 4th of July parade. It was fun, but we ended up just sitting on the side of the road, making our Eagle Screech playlist, which we would then play throughout the rest of the day. And that only included songs by American artists about American towns doing American activities. And it was just the most American playlist you could imagine. So then we went back to the apartment, and we'd prepared for a small gathering. We were going to grill hot dogs in our Crystal Plaza pool / grilling area. But Annabelle, being the kind person she is, invited this random dad and his kids from the elevator to participate in our celebration with us, which was fine, but the more the merrier. So I grilled hot dogs for a whole bunch of people, and I felt like dad in our all-girls apartment. It was a real experience. I really enjoyed that. Just your classic, fun 4th of July day. And then we rested up for the night, and Jade and I and our friend Shelby scouted out a place across the Potomac River from the National Mall so that we didn't get caught up in all the National Mall traffic and everything coming back. And we sat out a little picnic. We had pizza. We had sparklers. It was the best time, and we had the best view across the river. We had the bridge there. We had the Lincoln Memorial. We had the Washington Monument, all in our view, and it was the perfect view of the fireworks. You could see the entire DC skyline. It was just gorgeous. And yeah, it was just the best view. And I was just in awe watching these fireworks on this day that I had anticipated and dreamed of for my entire life. So everybody has to do it once, and I plan on doing it multiple times.
I would just like to say that me, this is Jade, and Rachel, and our friend Shelby, who was an honorary member of 503S, did 4th of July the right way, while every other roommate did it the wrong way, despite us warning them not to go to the mall. Shelby had told us that it would be crowded and that we could go across the Potomac, and you can actually even rent a boat on the Potomac as the fireworks come over, which was definitely what we will do when we have a 503 South meetup in 4th of July. And it was just great because we were able to do it low budget. We just ordered a pizza. Again, like Rachel said, we had fire, we had little sparklers, and we listened to music, and we weren't super crowded, and we were way closer to the metro, which made the whole night super enjoyable. I do feel the need to bring up the amazing Eagle Screech playlist that we did make, as my other roommates have brought up, because it's a gift to humanity, and I will be linking this Spotify on the website so that you can experience the music that we were listening to in DC, and that I hope you guys can also enjoy during your summer in DC on the 4th of July.
Advice number two. Do things outside of your office that your office invites you to.
Okay, so as an intern on the Hill, they give you a lot of opportunities to have fun outside of work. There's obviously, you know, things that you can go to while you're at work, like these little ice cream socials and whatever. But there were these two specific incidences outside of work, which were Speaker McCarthy's after work bash, question mark. Or intern bash, and then the congressional baseball game, which were both super fun. What I really liked about the congressional baseball game is getting to be with your office in a different setting than professional, because if you don't really have a lot going for you in the office, you can just knock them away with your personality. And so that was really helpful to, you know, kind of be friends with them. I don't know. I mean, if you feel like you're not really proving yourself, it's kind of a good opportunity, right? Well, if I'm not going to do anything else, at least I'm funny, you know? So as far as the McCarthy bash, that was a fever dream to me. We showed up and there are just these like super ambitious people running the production, like throwing t-shirts and tickets at us as soon as we got there, which was awesome. They were very eager for us to get in there. And we show up and I felt like it was like a barren land whenever we pulled up. Like we were probably some of the first people in there. And so, us and the roommates, you know, we just went upstairs and just kind of sat at a picnic table. And then they did have this raffle where you could potentially win a guitar that who knows who signed them, unknown country music artist and Speaker McCarthy. Speaker McCarthy was in a t-shirt at this event, I'm pretty sure. Sometimes I just forget that he also has one other outfit besides a suit.
My name is Rachel, and one thing about me is that I love a house party. And by house party, I mean an event thrown by the United States House of Representatives. One of my favorite events from this summer has been the congressional baseball game. I remember we went and got dinner together right before the game, and we walked, and then we all sat down and we saved a table for the rest of our staff and our congressman, who I didn't know was coming. And they advised us to look cool and to not wear things that interns would be wearing, so we all dressed cool. And my congressman walks in, and all I thought is, who let this farmer in? He was wearing a mesh bat cap and Wranglers. I thought that this was just some random farmer. He sat down at our table, though, and he said, hey, how are y'all? And oh my gosh, I fell in love with the man even more. I loved sitting there and talking to him like he was just a little old grandpa. He gave us the best insight that night, and it was just really great to get that out of work FaceTime with my congressman. It was a very unique experience. And then we all went and watched a baseball game together like we'd been friends our entire lives. And then another great house party I got to attend was the Kevin McCarthy GOP intern bash. I got free food out of it. I got a brat with sauerkraut and a donut ice cream sandwich for free on Kevin McCarthy's dime. So no complaints here. They also had a raffle for these guitars signed by Mr. McCarthy himself and two country singers I had never heard of. And while I had never heard of them, and nor did I value Kevin McCarthy's signature really at the time, All I could think about the whole time was how I was going to fit this guitar in my suitcase if I had one.
So when you're working on the Hill, there will be some events that you get invited to, such as a congressional baseball game or the member of 503S's personal favorite, the Kevin McCarthy intern bash. We were greeted by one being ID'd, which was really funny for when you think of a work event. And then we were given free t-shirts, sunglasses, Kevin McCarthy, and Steve Scalise temporary tattoos, which was an interesting choice, but nonetheless, I did take like 7 of them home. I don't know why. When you entered, you were able to get 2 free alcoholic or non-alcoholic beverages, and then there was ice cream and food, and most importantly, you got a ticket when you walked in. And you wanted to hold on to this ticket with your life, because if the number on your ticket was called on stage at this concert that was all about Kevin McCarthy and Steve Scalise, you won a guitar signed by them. Well, that's all me and the members of 503S have for the Doozies in DC miniseries. If you'd like to hear more, feel free to go and leave a comment below or let us know on our socials what you think or what you'd want to hear more of in the future. We are so excited to welcome you to the Crystal Plaza and 503S family. Get ready for your crazy ride in DC.
Goodbye and good luck from 503S.